This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey world, it's Wednesday, which means it's time for the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene and Pearl Danning.
You said Wednesday and I'm holding on to dear life.
Glad.
She has to go to the pee-pee.
You.
All I could think about is water.
Tuned.
And dribbling, like running water.
It's worse.
In.
It's getting worse.
Well, I was going to go, but I know the question Danny's about to read, and I thought I need intensity to fight my sister Pearl on it. So
it's Listener Question Wednesday here on the Trim Healthy Podcast.
We're just taking one question, and we're going the whole party
it's
for it.
It's a good one, too, and I'm all feisty about it.
Well, I haven't even heard it yet. You just handed it to me, so I'm pumped. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
How can you be pumped? You don't know.
Let's get, well, I just, if you're pumped, I'm pumped.
I'm just full of pee.
Yeah. Now, really?
That's what, like, she just said. She's full of pee. She was going to go
like
before
minutes.
The podcast.
I want a little edge on my sister Pearl.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So I thought the feistiness of just a little uncomfortable in the bladder.
I get it. Yeah. Hey, Pearl, Serene, and Danny. So blessed by the THM plan. Am learning and growing in it.
You sound but like a robot.
Was definitely
Siri's cousin.
But was definitely a slow starter.
Siri's cousin.
I get snagged sometimes by wording. That was good for me, so I didn't feel overwhelmed by the idea of going off.
Hang on, you're on her. You're still her, or you're you? Right?
No, I'm her now.
Okay, well, your voice changed.
Yes.
Keep it. It's so, a robot. If you're gonna start,
oh,
robot.
Serene, let him go.
Okay. So, all right. Thought it might be a good topic to talk about in the potty about all the different ways people can ease slowly into the THM lifestyle. It's often asked on the Facebook group. I can reasonable with this because for me, lasting change happens as I learn.
Is reading aloud always been a problem for you, Danny? Like my boys do. I homeschool them, which
I'm sorry,
isn't sharing a lot of stuff.
You handed this to me just now and I haven't edited it.
Every time they read aloud, it's like, Mom, I really can read. I'm a really good reader. When I read by myself, I read great. It's only when I read to you.
So now the secret is that you rehearse all the other ones you
read
beforehand?
No, I don't rehearse. I just edit. I just make sure that they're... Okay. Ready to be read.
Yeah, and we just handed it to you.
Yeah, so I'm going to just do this. I can reasonable with this because for me, lasting change happens as I learn and make changes one at a time. Examples. Just trying to find a stevia on-plant sweetener and try a free desserts.
A free desserts? What do you mean?
It's dairy-free? Just autocorrect on the phone.
Hey, it's safe at least.
Yeah.
It could have been...
You know, autocorrect can be really horrifically nasty, dirty.
I heard one that was very bad the other day.
Well,
somebody
nice.
Said, that's going to be terrific or something.
Yeah.
And it's changed it to testicular or something. No, spectacular. That'll be spectacular.
It's testicular.
That'll be testicular. Try first an on-plant breakfast until you feel like you have some ideas. Eating on-plant...
This is the problem. Now we're all into positive thinking, right? You know, not thinking of the gravest things in life. Now we can't think of what we'd normally think about. Just control our thoughts. Control laughter.
Eating on-plant items, then later work on separating fuels.
Danny's lost it. This poor lady, what's her name?
I just
love
put
her.
It in a nutshell, and I love
I
her
chose
too.
Her question.
Start with replacing one staple each week. Sweet,
it's
for
not
example,
the lady, it's Danny.
Sweetener than bread, than pasta, than many people still ask.
He's lost it.
Okay, this is what happened once to Pearl and I when we were singing.
Is it okay if I just try one thing at a time to start? Thank you for all you do.
Precious.
Also, would love to hear more from newbies because they bring questions that I didn't know.
Leslie,
I had
some.
Too, or can't remember from the book, or have trouble finding when I go back to the book. More Leslie too.
More Leslie. Okay, Leslie, think
say
of one.
That?
Okay, Danny's just lost it. What's her name? Because I want to give respect.
No, there's no name.
Yes, there's no but name. It's amazing. It's a great question. The way that Danny read it was under par.
Whoever you are, anonymous, Danny did not do you justice.
And of course the phone. We had to blame the phone too.
Yeah, but it's a good question. The question basically is, sorry to stop and start you from your listen, was really what is the best way to start Trim Healthy Mama? I mean, should you ease in or should you jump in? How can you ease in? What are all the best ways as you begin this journey? For those of you who are seasoned, you need to hear this because you can tell others, you can share it with others, or you might just need to go back and revisit
some things.
Or maybe
you just, even if you're seasoned, Christmas takes you off.
Yeah,
or
so
birthday
how do you
takes
get back
you off.
In?
Or mother-in-law coming to stay takes you off, even though I love my mother-in-law. But anyway.
Why does mom do it?
Mother-in-law,
you know,
very emotional.
The mother-in-law kiss, mother-in-law's kiss. That's a saying. It just, you know, it's a, I don't know. It's just a.
What, you like make something different because she's here or something?
No, it's just that sometimes you know you're on.
It was a metaphor
edge.
For just something that happens in your life that's not the normal routine.
Please
you get
continue.
Thrown off.
Please yeah. continue.
Okay. My try to help this podcast, Danny.
I know.
Okay, try not to derail.
I'm supposed
Can
to be
I
the stabilizing.
Start with my intensity.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go.
Baby.
I'm not about people having to be like a me. Which is just jump in the freezing cold and then you're going to learn to swim real quick, right? I'm all about that. Everybody's different. There's all different kinds of people to make the world go around. But this is where Pearl and I differ. I reckon instead of just being like, yeah, just do the trim healthy mama and you could still have some cookies on the side as you're getting used to it and learning your desserts, I'm saying, hey, don't even do the perfect trim healthy mama separations of S and E. This is my thoughts at the beginning. If you're a slow goer, hey, if you're a fast goer like me, just jump in, do it, learn that thing and do it. But if you're not, you're still awesome. And this is just your unique path. But I say the first most important thing is to get the sugar out of there because your tummy is telling lies to your body and you cannot be led in the right direction when you've got all those sugar cravings. So I say learn to bake first. If cheesecake is your big thing, learn to make the best and most incredible, drop them in the tracks, taste bud, you know, in the dunk, tuck the basketball in the hoop, cheesecake.
Nailed
slam
it.
Dunker. That's it. Slam dunk cheesecake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo.
Yeah. Or maybe you know, cookies are you down for? We'll learn to make the best cookies. Get your sweet junk down first, like substitute it with the good stuff first and just don't worry about, okay, what's an E and what's an S. Just eat clean and just eat no sugar and get the cravings gone first. That's what I say.
Wow, I'm glad you went first because I'm glad also that I have final say in what goes into our books. My loves, some people do need to go that route. Okay. But when
I've
first
never said
started
it in a book, but
no,
I'm just
I know
saying.
That's your first time you've said that.
I know, but the reason
you wanted
is,
to get it off your chest.
Yeah, but the reason is because if you're going to go so well, just do Trim Healthy Mama breakfast. That's great, but you're still going to be like a craver of a Dunkin' Donut.
I know, but that's okay to take your time. See, this is where you and I can argue it out all day. It's your personality. You're like, okay, stop the sugar. If you're addicted to sugar, you got to start replacing. You're like, oh, we'll learn to make the best cheesecake. But that's overwhelming when you don't understand the ingredients. So
no, I'm just trying to say, eat your whatever you're eating for breakfast, but concentrate on.
I think that's fine. That is a way to start for some people. Because sugar, you're right, can just derail and you can't even think straight because sugar causes brain fog and all those sorts of things. So maybe that is a way to start. Serene just shared a way, and this is what's great about the Trim Healthy Mama plan. There are many ways. There's not just one way. And so that's a way. Okay, I had another way. When I first started Trim Healthy Mama, I didn't do that. I remember trying an S and E and having an on-plan meal at night.
But you were never a sugar addict, Pearl. You've never been
Serene,
a sugar addict.
Serene, I loved cookies.
Yeah, but you didn't
They
eat
were
a
healthy
whole...
cookies. They had honey in them or organic Sucanet, whatever I was using at the time because I was like whole grain Jane. And I was into muffins and I used raw brown sugar or honey or something. Big whoop. I was still having those when I first was learning this plan. And I remember still having them as an afternoon snack. And yet I was sort of figuring out other things. And it took me a full month.
I totally am on board.
And that
with
was
you.
Okay.
I'm just like, if you're still stopping by the Krispy Kremes,
yeah,
you better stop that before you're trying to separate your fuels. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, true, but we agree to disagree because let's just say you're trying breakfast, okay?
Because let me just say that whole grain muffin.
Yeah.
With the oats and the applesauce or whatever you put in it is a lot slower
it's
burning
just,
than a Krispy Kreme.
You know what I'm saying? All of it is a different way to learn. Let's just say someone, and this is what we do say in the books, you can jump all in, like if you're a Serene, which is what Serene would do, okay? Yeah. Or you can just be a me and start with breakfast. Let me take 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you something.
I know, Serene. Let me get my
point
across.
If you were on crack, I'd say you're sorry. You just got to get off the crack. That's don't try and be an E or an S if you're on crack.
Listen, just walked in when Serene's talking about
Krispy Kremes is crack. Whole grain muffins with a bit of sucanate is just like, you know.
Serene, love.
Little something. Look, producer John here is on my side. I can sense
the vibe. But can I just finish what I'm saying? And then you can say, Pearl, that is a way to start.
Or maybe if I go to the bathroom, then you can finish.
Go, run. Get her out of here. Okay, ladies.
And then I'll just agree with
whatever
you say. Yeah,
just please. I'm saying this is a very reasonable way to start. You might want to just start with breakfast. I think it's a great way to start. Get it down. Figure out an S breakfast. Figure out some eggs and an omelet. And, you know, some breakfast sausage or a veggie on the side.
Agree.
And you're still 3 o'clock. You're still, you've gone to Krispy Kreme for years and years and you're still there. I don't care. You're going to stop doing that after a month. You're going to learn little by little. I think it's a perfectly okay way to start with one meal at a time
ease in
over 1 month. Maybe it even takes you 2 or 3 months. I don't care. You have the rest of your life. Oh, well, that was great.
But such a good,
great saying
such
that
a good word.
Swearing.
And you said it so well. And your intonation and present.
Thank you, Danny.
Your presence was presentable.
So now Serene's still gone and it feels very calm in here. But I think that is a way to do it. And or you, if you don't want to start with breakfast, start with the nighttime meal. It's just as easy. Maybe you're still having pop. Look, she's stomping back. Maybe you're still having Pop-Tarts for breakfast, but you're saying, no, I'm going to make Trim Healthy Mama dinners.
It just got intense.
What have you been talking about?
She's like, we've been talking about.
It made so much sense.
I need to know what to disagree with.
Because Danny's all sucking up.
You heard it from the bathroom. Well, we heard some things too.
All I'm saying, Serene,
I
just
turned
said,
the tap on. I always do.
You think that works?
Yes, I do. If they don't have one of those exhaust fans, you always turn both hot and cold on, let the water run at the same time.
So we can't hear you pee?
Yeah.
Yeah, some can.
You don't want to record that stuff.
I don't even like to hear my... That's for an unshow.
Whichever path
like
you take, the extreme...
Pee. I don't want, like, pee. The sound of pee.
Look,
it just makes us feel very human, doesn't it?
If my husband, we share a bathroom in the morning. Oh, but Leslie's belling. She's like, that's for another show. Let's not go into.
We're not doing pee.
That's the unshow.
We're not doing it. Hey, listen, on task here, right?
Get back on task.
Whichever route you go.
See, this is the deal. You have to take it all out of the show then. Can't mention pee, can't mention any of it because you see, I'm having the shakes right now. It's like I'm desperate to talk about it, which means it's still in my bloodstream.
Yeah.
You see, I have to be all in and say, before we do anything else, we need to cleanse the pee from this potty.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it will come in.
Okay.
The pee is the sugar.
The pee is the sugar.
Yeah. You're saying, yeah. All right. So whether you go all or nothing or you ease her in.
Yeah.
Is there a word to say on withdrawals from such things?
Well, that's
I got some for you.
It can happen. And that's what I'm saying. Either way you go, at some point, the sugar's going to get out of your life. It might get out slowly. It might be quit. Either way, for many people, there's going to be withdrawals, right?
Have you heard
and Danny,
about,
you've gone through it.
Have you heard about, and this isn't because you're allergic to gluten, but have you heard about gluten withdrawal symptoms?
No, but what are they?
So I just read about this.
Yeah.
And I've
You're complicating our body.
I'm not. No, this goes right in with it.
Okay.
Because we're talking about, you know, she asked about, you know, slowly easing in, you know, is there a word on that? And I would say several months ago, I'd be like cold turkey all the way.
Yeah.
And I think with sugar, I think some of the withdrawal symptoms are like headaches for a week or so or something. But I'm wondering.
Fatigue.
And fatigue, sure. Energy. Yeah. You're getting new energy sources. But I've heard about these gluten withdrawals, which I wonder if I've suffered from with my new way of eating.
Mm.
And because not only have I read about it online, but then I also have been meeting people who tried to go gluten-free and said they struggled for well over a year until they had a slice of bread and they were like miraculously saved from their horrible, horrible symptoms.
Maybe
sounds
because
like a very extreme situation.
It did to me at first, but
maybe all the spiking carbohydrates from all the tapioca flour.
Well, supposedly your body learns to get its energy from. There's this whole write-up on it. I wish I was better prepared for this, but this is a surprise podcast
hey,
for
Danny,
me.
Hey, Danny, I feel your pain and I just appreciate the point and I appreciate it and yeah. I'm on your side.
Yeah, you know my heart.
Yeah.
And it's good.
It's so good.
But no, you know what I'm saying? Like, there can be some extreme withdrawal symptoms.
Yes,
I think when you change the way your body gets energy and learns to crutch around life, that's real.
It's totally real.
I mean, it's true. So you went to Pearls. Say, Serenity,
when push came to shove, I stayed with
there
you.
There are a lot of people that want to start our plan. They really want some good info from us today.
That was the best
info
I could come
up with. And you are clowning around with Denny.
No, that was the best info that I could come up with is get the sugar brain out of your brain.
Okay,
thank you,
so
John,
that's
right? Booyah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. What can we, like, tell people that are starting? All our best tips to have your best success at starting. And I think even some basic meals to start too, so it doesn't seem overwhelming. The best basic sweetener. Let's cover some of these things that Anonymous asked.
Oh, yeah. She Anonymous said, like, what about the stevia? Well, there are many out there. There are many out there. But I'm not being gross here. But there's few like ours.
No, it's true because you can try many and you still hate your sweet stuff. And that is the big thing to conquer for so many. Now, some don't care about sweet, but most people do have that sugar addiction.
Do you know why I'm not being gross when I'm saying that? I want success for these people. And you guys can vouch. I don't even care about business, money, bottom line, what we make, profit. I don't care about none of that. I just care about going home, diapering up my babies, right? Yeah. But people have been wanting to make a profit from their stevia and they've gotten cheap stevia. And it has a bitter kerosene medicinal after buzz thing.
Yeah, ours is very much a pure white powder.
Yeah, and a lot of people have maltodextrin and all kinds of stuff in there.
So you're going to get away from sugar if you're just starting and you're going to switch to either stevia. If you can't do stevia from a rare allergy or something, it would be monk fruit because those are the things that do not affect your blood sugar. But I think when you first start, yes, you could get our pure stevia extract, which works in drinks, right?
It works for all berries, lemon kind of drinks, like all your sippers.
Yep.
It works fantastic, but not with chocolate.
Yeah. It doesn't work well for baking. So that's why we created Gentle Sweet and for coffee, which is the game changer. If you want to love your baked goods, we're just being kind here. Don't try a lot of other things. They're not even going
to
work.
And if you're wanting to do skinny chocolate and all that, you got to do your Gentle Sweet. Super Sweet is a fantastic one for smoothies, like your big boys and your what is that one that I've been doing every night? The secret big boy with the
secret big boy smoothie.
Gentle Sweet's good for taking palmfuls direct to mouth.
Yeah. As Danny has been known to do. But all I'm saying is get that and like she said, find the sweetener that you can love. Now, some people can go to the grocery store and find something like there's Truvia and there's Pyure. You know, we're not against them. We say they're on plan.
I am, but that's fine that you're not.
They are on plan.
Truvia is?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not. It's GMO, that's all. It's
can't say that it's not GMO.
Isn't there something in there that's a chemical?
No, it could be genetically modified.
Oh, okay.
And some people like it.
Truvia is really tasty. I'll give them that.
Put them next to Gentle Sweet. They're not going to do that same sort of thing. But some people love Pyure too. Yeah. We can't vouch for the way it's processed. We don't know. But, you know, people do fine on it. If you love that, that's okay.
Sure.
But I think even I hear a lot of people's feedback, oh, I do use Pyure in that and it's so bitter because it is stronger than Gentle Sweet. So it can have that kerosene
taste.
But if
it's the only thing you can do in your budget, because all you can do is not buy online and just go to your local Wally World, go for it and lose your weight and you're going to feel great.
Exactly.
It'll be healthier for you to get to a healthier weight and use Pyure.
And give yourself some time to adjust to a stevia taste. And Serene has a point here. I'm going back and almost giving you your point. Almost, Serene, like 72% your point. As long as you've still got the sugar in your diet, you won't grow to love the taste of stevia probably just as much.
Bingo. Can I just say, can I just be honest and vulnerable and just show that
finally,
even though the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter, talking my Christianese, but just saying, you know, You hopefully as you in your walk with the Lord try and become more and more like Him. But I'm showing the sinner in us. Pearl, remember we'd go to those conventions and places, and we'd get the ladies that come up and say, "I'm sorry, but I just hate stevia."
Yeah.
In our mind, we'd have this little movement in our hand, which meant cha-ching, which meant They just slide down the
go down the chute.
You wanted to pull the lever and have them go down the
but they wanted to stand there and talk for an hour about how much they hated Stevie, and we had this little movement under the table that just meant ching down the chute.
It helped us.
Like that's what you want to hear after your speech at a convention. Hey, just so you know, I loved everything you said, and I need to just unload all of my hate for your products you make.
But in our head, we're like, well, because you're still on sugar, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're saying in our head.
For our dear old husbands. Not that they're old, but they're dear. And the fact and the saying just goes together. But my husband, he used to love honey sweetened mint tea, like a gallon of it. And you have to do a lot of honey to sweeten it, right?
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't even like the taste of cane sugar. You get to love what you love.
Yeah, that's
he can't
true.
Even do maple syrup because he loved honey so much.
You know,
now he's off it all, but.
I remember the mental shift of deciding what I loved. I know now that I love handfuls of spinach. Love it. I actually love it. I'll crave it. I'll be hungry and it's a snack. Yeah. It's next, right next to, of course, big thing of strawberries, which is next to a big thing of blueberries in my fridge. But here's the crazy thing. When I eat strawberries and blueberries now, it's like spoonfuls of like cake into my mouth. Like when I healed my taste buds from leaving sugar, and I've talked to so many people who are like high-fiving me because they're, oh man, I went off sugar 2 years ago and all of a sudden carrots are like overdosed in sweetness.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you start to taste things. Your taste buds actually heal.
Strangely enough, stevia does not harm your taste buds in the same way that sugar used to. When you're on sugar, it's hard to taste sweet fruit.
Yeah.
But you might use stevia in your baked goods. You can still taste the sweetness of an apple. I don't know what it is.
When you use stevia.
Like, let's just say stevia, you switch to stevia products as your sweetness, right?
Yes.
Or versus sugar.
You're saying as strong as stevia is, it still doesn't mask.
It still doesn't mask.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know what it is.
I know what it is.
What?
Okay.
It's a brain chemical thing.
It's very much a chemical thing. If you Google or YouTube how refined white sugar is made and you look at the 17-step process, each step a full-on chemical bath followed by the final bleach chemical bath to make it white, it is so far removed from the cane or the beet that it comes from. It starts out something that's grown out of the ground. But I think that's just for show, because when it goes through and then it's somehow 50 cents
is
a bag.
Is it bleach, though? Because people often think, well, stevia is a white powder. Is it bleach? It's not. It's just that the in its processing, the chlorophyll is separated.
Yeah.
Just like with our hemp.
No,
chlorophyll
mate,
is separated.
I had to go for... I'll tell you what. I use stevia. I use the extract. That's what I do because I don't like a lot of sweet.
You use gentle sometimes.
Oh, no, totally. I'm not against it, but I don't like a lot of sweet. And I'm not a baker. Right. I don't really love baked goods. So,
except when your daughter-in-law makes them.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
But
she doesn't make them too sweet. She specifically makes it gently tasting. All that to say is I eat a lot of stevia because I like to do a lot of sippers.
Yeah.
I do my spooze.
Come on.
Anyway, which I've got here today and I'm sipping on. But the deal is that I wanted to know, was it going to be pure enough? This whole process that it goes through, because I have a lot of it, and this is where I wanted to see our process, the one our Stevie went through. I totally got my stamp. I was so more relieved after seeing the process than I was before.
And we've shared this story. Serena and I went to where our seeds are growing under that mountain in China, in this whole organic area. And, you know, people say, China, that's the worst, you know. And no, that's a perception. There is a lot of worse in China, but there is also a lot of pristine places that are untouched. These farms are still farmed the way they've been done for hundreds of years. No gas, no chemicals, not even a tractor. Hand-tilled.
Yeah, they have that little bicycle tire.
Yes.
You know, that the little guy pushes along the rows.
And taste the Orient.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the point number one, okay? So you do have to get off the sugar, and it can happen in different ways.
Can I just say one thing? We need to touch on this. We've touched on it many times. If you've written an article on Aunt Pearl and blah, blah, but we need to, because it's such a myth. Sorry, I'm hearing all that. Foil. My daughter's eating a foil something or other.
A laughing cow.
But all I can hear is my ear's very sensitive. Anyway, we've got to touch and re-tackle it again. The fact that people say the taste of the sweetness in stevia is still going to cause an insulin rise and it's going to cause a weight gain issue.
They say any sweet
foods. It's not true. Danny, would you stop fiddling with the paper?
I know. Well, guess what? It's been studied. So they did that study and they did it with aspartame. Aspartame. Is that what you call it?
Aspartame.
Aspartame. See, you could do it in Italian or Spanish.
Aspartame.
Yeah, there you go.
In lots of ways.
And they found that it did. Can give a rise to insulin.
Who?
It can.
What? Stevia?
No.
Thank you. Clarify.
No. Some of the other artificial sweeteners, yes, actually caused more of a calorie intake at the next meal because people were craving more and things. But with stevia,
it's from the
absolutely
plant, man.
Did not.
It's the plant.
And I want to tell you how many testimonies we have of women that have lost hundreds of pounds on stevia. If it was causing them to have their insulin rises.
Yeah. No, the insulin goes down. Blood work proves it. I've seen it over and over again. Every day I see blood work. Look, my A1C has gone down and they're having chocolate cake every night, but it's made with stevia.
And can I just talk about, you know, not that we embrace keto as a way of life at all. Mm. You know, we're into all of the fuels that God has made. We're into balance. But the keto craze, the stevia is in all their products because they're trying to not, you know, get you into, you know, glucose fueling. But people wouldn't be doing anything.
In ketosis.
They wouldn't be in ketosis. And they actually prick themselves. They're in ketosis and they've got stevia in all their products.
Yeah, exactly. And look actually at the kingdom of the vegetables, okay? Some of the sweeter things are actually lower GI. Look at sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Raw carrots, like we were saying, the candy, they're lower GI.
But they do have some sugars,
but they're lower.
Yeah, sweet potatoes have less carbs, and less impact on your blood sugar than white potatoes that have no sweetness. Red peppers,
beets, even more than like a turnip, like a swede.
I know. So isn't that interesting?
If they, I wonder this, if someone were to take cane sugar and just turn it into somehow a powder, but kept everything in it, I would wonder about the blood sugar effects.
Well, it would be a little bit less of a rise, but still it's more of a complex carbohydrate like white potatoes are. The sugar cane has the natural amount of carb. But yes, like unprocessed honey is a lot lower in the GI than processed. So you are right, Danny.
Yeah.
Raw honey, we're all about raw honey in the right doses.
A rule I've kept,
yeah,
I'm at goal weight. I was born at goal weight.
Right.
But a rule I've always, well, since I've met you guys, I've been keeping is if it comes from the earth, and I know mama's on plan with lowering weight goals may have to look at this differently, especially with potatoes and things.
Right.
But for me,
no, potatoes good for you.
Yeah, is it? And are they fine if you're at goal weight too? Like everything that comes out of the earth.
My children, mate.
Yeah, we've had podcasts on this before. Let's not just say because the white potato is not for people that need to slim down and in big time. It is for some people.
Yeah,
it's from God.
Yeah, I think everyone's wrecked their bodies most of their lives, and so now certain things need to be thought of.
You would wreck your body if you didn't have potatoes in it.
Yeah, Dan. You need them to keep the
your
weight on
your metabolism is so high.
Yeah.
It's made to burn through potatoes.
Yeah,
but let's just say we have a woman who is struggling. White potatoes aren't really in her season right now.
Yes.
In email, she might could have a purple potato or a gold waxy one here and there we've talked about. But having a white starchy potato is probably not a great thing for her in this season unless she chooses just to enjoy life every now and then, have a crossover. Hey, we're 28 minutes in and we need to get some good stuff for our newbies.
Can I just talk about some good stuff with a simple, simple, simple newbie recipe?
Yes,
for the nighttime when the cravings and the crazies and the spoon and the peanut butter jar coming out of the fridge, all the Doritos, all the Pringles and all the junk.
Handfuls of blueberries.
Cottage berry whip, because it's so simple. You don't have to be a master chef. You don't have to do a water bath cheesecake.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's just two ingredients, basically.
It's cottage cheese and then
low-fat cottage cheese.
Berry, frozen berries.
Whatever ones you want. You want the mix, you want the plain blueberries, you want the raspberries.
And then you sweeten it with an on-plan sweetener.
It could be as cheap as a dunk of stevia because berries match just the regular stevia. Or if you want to do gentle sweet instead, a little squirt of vanilla, maybe whatever. But you put it in your food processor while everything's frozen. Don't let them thaw out and do it.
Yeah.
Put it in throat frozen.
I do, I think that's
brilliant.
And
blend, like pulse until it's like a frozen yogurt parfait. It's like cheesecake frozen yogurt. It's awesome.
Here's what I want to do. I do want us to give our best ideas for an easy starting breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Before
wasn't
we do that,
grand, though, Pearl?
Yeah, it was grand. I'm glad you did it, Serene. I want to
say, good,
I think the most important thing for when anyone is starting is to give yourself lots of grace and don't expect. Some people get so frustrated and frustration takes people off plan because they expect to get it right away and they expect them not to mess up right away and they expect things to happen right away. And then this comes like, oh, I'll never get it. What? This is hard for me. This is so different. And so these expectations set them up for failure. I believe you say to yourself, I have got my life to become a master at this. I'm a novice right now. I can't expect, I'm like a baby learning to walk. I can't expect to be running marathons. I got to find my feet here. Let me give myself time, grace, forgiveness.
And can I tell you something? You guys at the newbie stage, embrace this because I have wasted so much emotional energy. Even it's something that I'm catching myself more and more right now, like I'm taking the thought captive and to the point where now it's almost gone. But I will find myself, especially in the shower, oh man, I ate way past satisfied and I just feel uncomfortable and just spending emotional energy looking back at the failure of the past meal. Right. Rubbish. It's gone. You can't, it doesn't add a cubit to your height, but it doesn't change anything. It's just a whole bunch of shame, which actually causes weight gain. Shame causes weight gain.
I believe it.
So all you have to do is just say, it's done. Yeah. I've learned from it because it's disgusting feelings teaching me, but I'm not looking back. I'm not going to stand in the shower for an extra 5 minutes wallowing in the grossness of, oh, I really messed up. I mean, people can do it 10 years in.
I know they can.
Pearl. So you only look back to thank. You don't look back to shame.
Yes, it's true. And you're going to make mistakes as you begin. You're going to do crossovers and you were like, I was so thought this was an S. And then you put it, look at my lunch. And then on the Facebook group and someone said, oh, that's a crossover. And you're like, man, I'm an idiot. I'll never get this right. No. Who cares if it's a crossover? That was a great healthy meal. You're learning. It takes time. It may take someone 2 weeks to learn this plan, right?
It might take somebody way longer. Why?
It might take 2 months or 2 years.
Yeah. Visual learners, audio learners. Not many people love to read.
I know. So maybe you're going to learn from talking to friends, or maybe you're going to learn by trial and error and practice, and maybe you're just going to read a paragraph and put your book in the bathroom with you there. Mm-hmm. I get books read because I put them in the toilet cubicle and I read a paragraph at a time, and
that's
brilliant.
That's why, and I think you're stuck in customs or something in Bolivia.
But
good to know. Now
yourself,
I'm not so worried about you.
Oh, if I could say anything to a newbie, it would just be like, give yourself grace and time. And don't just say, I'm going to try this and then, it didn't work. Look at it as a lifelong.
But it's not the destination, worrying over food. We've got to be careful to choose life at every meal, right?
Yeah.
Because life and death can be on the plate.
Yes.
So we've got to be careful. But life is more than food.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's to fuel a wonderful, joyful existence. So we can't get caught up with just the fuel, although we have to make good choices.
Yeah.
But once we get into the shame, though, and the emotional roller coaster of getting all when it becomes part of our emotional makeup, that's when there's danger.
I think that some people just, you know, sometimes this is new to people when they're learning what's an S and what's an E, and they want to give their best, and I think they become frustrated maybe when they just can't get it, you know. And so I know that's there, but Serene's saying don't give in and don't get into that frustration or shaming or when you mess up and none of that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my thing. If you're just starting out and you're like, oh man, this seems so overwhelming. I've got to make a 2-week menu and I got to do all this. And what's my going to be my grocery list? I mean, I don't.
Another little helper.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a menu list, but some people just love to write lists. They're list writers and they rock the world, but that's not me. But another little tidbit. And this is not you either, Pearl, but it might help some people out there, is just to just throw in zippies. And you're good at this, Danny. You bring your little, you know, pail everywhere you go. But
my pail.
Take some food. Where if you know you're going to be gone on errands for the afternoon, or you work out of the house, or zippies filled with something to tie you over, because maybe
those are Ziploc bags.
Yeah, because if you're stuck out there in the real world and all there is a vending machine, or the doctor's appointment took a little bit longer and you're sitting there and you're just low blood sugar, that the McDonald's on the way home is going to just look a whole lot more tempting. But if you had it can be as simple as a cheese stick or some almonds or a dark 85 chocolate, whatever, or sweet peppers.
I actually believe, and as you've seen, in doing the work to pack a cooler.
Yeah.
Because some of the best snacks are refrigerated. They don't need to sit in a hot car.
Yeah.
So in my cooler, I'll have just, you know, fruit and cheese.
Yeah.
Like just healthy snacks that come from the earth. I'll even have I've taken Ziploc bags of spinach.
Yeah.
And when I say stuff like that, I'm thinking about the newbie mm-hmm. who is like, oh, I don't want a Ziploc bag of spinach. But look, I'm telling you, that's why I love the whole extreme leave the sugar kind of concept. I think you need to consider that because, you know, a lot of this groaning comes from an addiction to sugar.
Yeah.
And it's really not fair to hold natural plant foods hostage to your addiction to sugar mm-hmm. and pretend that you have a special need. You know, I don't like stevia. You know me, I don't do spinach. And it's like, yeah, you don't because your stuff's broken.
Yeah.
And
you don't because you're saying it. That's another good thing. Danny, thanks for that. We have to remember that too. Titling ourselves as somebody who just can't get the plan or titling ourselves as somebody who just can't enjoy
or doesn't like spinach.
No,
I don't
healthy.
Like spinach.
Yeah, that's my title. But things can change. You know what? It is baby steps too, though, isn't it?
I will say, yeah, it is baby steps. I will say I need to baby step into these beats though because I'm trying to step up to the gold league here.
It's all how you do the beats. Just shoving them in your mouth like that's going to be gross, Danny.
Oh,
but
Russian borscht soup,
you
grate some beets, mix it with tahini, brags, and a little apple cider vinegar.
Make it not taste like a beet.
Goodness, yeah.
Oh, no, that's amazing. It tastes like
raw beets can be pretty...
Yeah, that's what I have as a raw beet.
No.
You just sliced a little piece off and chucked it in your mouth?
Yeah.
No.
The only thing that's good for is doing a little bit of rouge when you run out. You know, a bit of blush?
Mm-hmm.
Slicing a raw beet.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Let's talk about, our three... If you're just starting, like, what are easy meals to make? Like, for me, when I think of breakfast, I always just think, unless you have an allergy, I just think of it like this. S for eggs, have eggs in the morning of some kind, however you want them, like have an omelette or fried eggs or whatever with a side if you need it or whatever. And then oatmeal for E. They're just two basic ways to start. Look up my sweatpants oatmeal, our video.
The sweatpants oatmeal has changed oatmeal for life at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Also another thing, but maybe it's a little bit too more complicated, but it's not that complicated. It's just putting everything in the blender is the Trim Healthy Pancakes.
Really
my
easy
family,
to start
my
with
teenagers,
that.
They just live on them and that's changed oats for them too.
And that's an E. So really you've just got your basics right there. When you start, you don't need to even get more fancy than that. Don't make it too fancy for lunch, okay? You got a sprouted bread sandwich for an E or for an S, have a salad with wonderful dressing and a protein. It's as easy as that.
Or just a yummy chicken, tuna pouch.
Yeah.
With
on your salad.
Yeah.
Or have a wrap. If you're the drive-thru Sue type, find a low-carb on-plan wrap and put, you know, chicken and hot sauce and mayo and lettuce.
Wonder
it's
wraps
as easy
was actually
as that. Yeah.
My daughter, Sila, is just doing so wonderful. She's rocking the plan. She's so healthy. Totally back to her weight after every
baby.
Isn't
that amazing?
She, the thing that she learned first was Wonder Wraps.
She learned them before she did the plan.
That was what she started the plan on.
Really?
Was Wonder Wraps. And to this day, that's what really keeps her on plan. She loves avocado in them. And
guess
you know,
what? I said to Meadow yesterday, my daughter Meadow, for those who don't know, she had two miscarriages in a row. She got tested and she found that she has two markers for the MTHFR gene. And those people they're not processing folic acid into folate, what your body needs. So I said, Meadow, be sure to have our nutritional yeast, you know, because folate is full of natural folate.
We sell
folate.
Nutritional yeast?
Yeah, it's the only one that doesn't
new?
Have the synthetic B vitamins. Synthetic B vitamins are really bad for at least half the population, which has one marker for MTHFR. If you have two markers, you are 70% inhibited from methylation in your body. And Meadow had the two, and that they think that could be the reason, you know, some part of the reason for miscarriages. But she's like, Mom, I don't think I can do my low-carb wraps anymore. And Meadow's a bit of a low-carb wrap and a dream-filled person. She's like, they have folic acid in them. I'm like, Meadow, Wonder Wraps are going to save your life. Make up a bunch once a week, and then they're there in your fridge. They can be breakfast burritos. They can be your wrap for a sandwich at lunch. They can be your...
lasagna. They rock it out of the park. They are your flat noodle in any of those kind of enchiladery or lasagna kind of casseroles.
Burritos. Oh, my husband loves them as burritos. And you know, they seem intimidating. They seem like, man, I have to make Wanda reps. But if you do them just once a week, do our videos on our website.
Yeah.
If you just make them once a week, they're there. And they are a great thing for beginners.
Oh, it was just the thing that would just, it just helped her get off of carbs, bread. I mean, not that we're off of carbs, but yeah, off of the starchy whites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So there's basic, easy things for lunch, right? I mean, nothing. Does that sound overwhelming? I don't think it does to me.
No. Yeah. I want to throw in to also, if you're a newbie, jump in headfirst to the Trim Healthy Mama community because yeah. You know how
you mean
is?
The membership site?
Well, sure. Yeah, we have a membership
or,
site.
Or the Facebook groups.
I just mean any of the, 1 billion Facebook groups that are out there, Trim Healthy Mama for Turtles, Trim Healthy Mama for over 50, Trim Healthy Mama for over 52. Like, there's so many detailed specific to your situation groups. And it's like, boy, if you have a question, you know how good it is, like, when you buy a new product or something and you're just like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do this. And you email customer service and then they don't get back to you for like 90 years.
Yeah.
And that's you're just not lost.
Right.
Not in the Trim Healthy Mama groups. Like, you say something and within a minute, you have like 9 answers from 9 different perspectives from 3 countries.
Except on the big main group because it's so big.
Oh, yeah.
That feed grows so quickly. It's like 1,000,000 miles an hour. So unless you paste a picture and get some attention, it's gonna go unseen. So join one of the smaller groups if your picture's not.
And can I just say a few other recipes that are quickies?
Yeah, because we're going to go to dinner.
Yeah,
I love it,
quickies that are great. And I think it's... not everybody's a soup people, but soup is an incredible weight loss tool because it's... highly hydrated. There's a lot of liquid in there. Liquid fills and it gives a lot of body and it takes a longer time to eat.
It does.
And so the Trim Train Soup.
It's a great way to start the plan.
It's a great one. And it's a great one to learn hiding the secret veggies that really have a fiber that sits in your tummy for a while and really slows down.
We actually created that soup for people wanting to start this plan and didn't know how because it makes a lot, right? You're going to have enough for a meal to feed your family and then you're going to put it in your fridge and you're going to have enough for like 6 other leftover meals for lunches. Or keep in your fridge. It's a great way to start. A lot of people don't like soup when they get into the hot months. I still eat it.
Hey, they still eat hot burgers and hot junk, mate. Hey, but can I just say this too?
Yeah.
The other thing is smoothies. Like it was just one of the original recipes, but it really helped when the book first came out. Yeah. It really helped those people that were first on, and now there's so many millions of recipes out there. Maybe the newbie now it doesn't pop out to them, that recipe.
I know.
But the fat stripping frapper and any of the secret big boys that have the okra hidden inside, especially the chocolate flavored ones, they are really weight loss like movies.
Yeah, and it's great. And a smoothie is so easy to do. It's 3 minutes, you know. And so a smoothie, either breakfast, lunch or dinner, if you've got a full scoop of whey or halfway half protein, you've got your protein. I mean, it's another great easy way to start the plan. Here's what I look at a dinner. You think you're going to have to make all these recipes in our books and actually you don't. What about a meat and two? That's the way I look at my dinner. I have my protein, so is it like...
What's wrong with the meat and three?
You could, but it's just more work for me. Oh, so a meat and two for me means, let's just say I bake chicken or I have a rotisserie chicken I bought at the store, okay? Yeah. That's my meat. That's my protein.
Yeah.
Then the two is I always have a side salad. Actually, I do a large salad.
Yeah.
And then my other thing will be 1 veggie. So am I sautéing or baking up broccoli? Am I doing cauliflower? It's usually
frozen
broccoli or cauliflower.
Broccoli and cauliflower, like roasted with just a little coconut oil and nutrition
salt.
Good. That is crack.
It's so good. You and your crack.
We gotta get letters. That little book from the little children's book. I need to trade in my bum. It's got a crack in it. It's the funniest.
No, I haven't. Book. But isn't that easy? When you think of dinner, you don't have to think of all these things. Sure, you can start going through the wonderful recipes in our books after a while, but just say to yourself, what's my meat and two? It's a veggie, it's a salad, it's a meat. Oh my goodness, it's so easy.
Yeah, along that lines.
And that's your S meal.
Well, what I've been doing for my little, I've been doing stuff to heal my gallbladder, doing diet to heal my gut. So I'm on this like gut gallbladder synergy diet of very specific things. And for me, the easiest thing has been to just have go-tos like every day. And at first, I thought this was somehow against the law to do the same thing every day. I thought that would hurt my body or something like that. I don't know. I had this idea that I needed variety, like every dinner has to be different. And I think that's just from our culture. Like, you know, you're like yelling at mom as a brat kid when your dinner's not
I
different.
Had that last week.
That whole thing. And if like Like, my mom actually put up with that a little bit, so
yeah.
She should have probably just...
Did she cut the crust off your sandwiches too?
No, I actually liked the crust.
Good.
Yeah, because she told me that it will put hair on my chest like my Uncle Steve.
Mm-hmm. And so it did.
Yeah, and well, let me check. Yep.
Yep.
So here's what I've been doing, like, you know...
Not that I know. But just because
I do see some very hairy legs coming out of those green shorts.
Yeah, these are fawn legs, and they are ready for the summer.
Fawn?
Fawn.
Oh, the color fawn?
No.
What do you
fawn,
mean? Like, F-A-W-N?
Yes,
because you're a gazelle who prances?
It's like a gazelle man.
Yeah, okay. He does. Did you see that video of him, Sari?
I've had...
No, but he does remind me in the PBS...
he was a gazelle.
No, the Mr. Tumnus, you know.
Well, Mr. Tumnus, your face is like Mr.
Yes.
Tumnus.
Yeah, I've been
Danny
called
should be coming out.
Danny, you missed your mark.
No, I've been called Tumnus over and over.
Oh, yes.
It's the hair too. The goats always have the curly.
They,
little
oh
locks.
My goodness,
shocks,
Danny, I will never look at you another way. You are Tumnus.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's any casting directors
out
there.
I've thought about it for a long time and I've just never said it.
Never made your way to the front from your brain to your tongue.
It was there lurking.
So what you're saying is you just go basic and just sticking to similar meals.
So for the past month, I've had eggs with spinach in them for breakfast.
Yeah.
Salmon and rice with spinach on the side for lunch. Yeah. And either whatever my wife comes up with or oatmeal for dinner.
Wow.
Like every single day.
See, I'd get a little bored.
No, I'm totally bored.
But,
yeah, but
I'm
not
out
bored.
Of my mind
I
bored.
Just love, like me, you know, I
but
can
you
do
get
the same
healthy.
Thing every day and be totally, totally happy. I'm happier doing the same thing.
Yeah, you are.
Well,
right
I don't
here.
Like to advance. Like, oh, my husband wants to take me out for dinner. Well, that's great. But then I wouldn't be able to have my yuck.
Well, there's some pros and...
Serene, that's true. Yuck. She could eat a yuck muck yum smoothie 3 times a day every day of the year.
Well, there's pros and cons of doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
And one pro is you don't have to think about what
that's
you're going to make.
True.
Okay.
Yep.
Another pro is you get... buck wild results.
Yeah.
And those results become so motivating.
Unless you're doing something that's actually working against you over and over. Like
sure.
Some people, if they want to have eggs and bacon every single morning
for
breakfast.
Cheeseburger pie for dinner every night.
That's a gallbladder
issue.
It's
like, okay, I think you should change up and put some veggies in there.
Yeah.
But you, Danny, are doing your veggies. So you already got it figured out. What's my ultimate here?
Yes.
And you're doing the ultimate every day.
Even though it's not as tasty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's delicious and everything. But like when I think about lunch now.
I'm hot now.
It's weird because I'm like, I can't wait to not have to. I already know what I'm making. That's great. I know it's going to heal my body. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have bloating. That's great.
Right.
But I just don't want to eat another salmon and rice lunch.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But then I do it and then I'm not hungry anymore and I don't care.
But you see, what if... But here's, I think this is brilliant.
Think about the fact
brilliant,
that
Danny, because I think it's so true. When women do menus on, and I think this is the biggest thing that turns them off and makes them exhausted. They do a menu. They have something different every night for the 7 days.
It's
something
hard.
Different
no.
for lunch,
no.
The
breakfast,
grocery store
and
trip
dinner.
Must be like a math.
Yeah, right.
It's too much.
No.
All right. What if you don't? What Danny's doing the extreme of the other way, but what if you do an in between? And this is what I do: 3 nights a week.
Sure.
You know, it's basically almost the same.
Yeah.
Or 3 lunches are the same, but there's a couple of variations a couple of times, so you don't like want to throw the rice and salmon against the wall.
Yeah.
You know. I think that that's a really brilliant way so that you don't get overwhelmed. Do you know overwhelming? Thing overwhelmingness, what's the noun for it? Being overwhelmed is like the biggest reason people give up.
Well, can I tell you something?
And it's too much variety, Danny. You're right.
At the beginning of the year, New Year's resolution was to do like Pearl. Because I like the Trimmy Bisque, make the
DLP.
Big cauldron, you know?
Mm.
And then it's always there when we want to heat it up at nighttime and we can make a big salad and whatever. But I'm not one of these casserole meat and twos.
My husband
I thought, I'm going to do this for my husband. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a pearl. It almost sent me insane.
Yeah.
I was happy to buy cheese to
you
grate
was out of
and
your
do
lane,
special
boo-boo.
Casserole-y stuff. It was a whole different set of ingredients.
Yeah.
It was so hard to feed a family of 10 on it.
Yep.
Everyone got their little cut portion and they were all fighting over the last little piece.
Yeah,
you
see, that's not you.
Lane.
You got to be you. You got to do Trim Healthy Mama the way you are. And my husband does like variety, so I have to change it up. But here's the thing. People say, well, why are you doing all these cookbooks with all these things? It's only so you can find your faves. You might have to try 70 recipes and you got 10 faves and they rock. They rock your weight. They rock your family. They rock your world. And you have found those. And we call them sweatpants meals. And I have my faves.
Yep. I have my faves. And then sometimes, lo and behold, somebody will bring you something and it's like, oh, I haven't made that for 2 years and I love this. And it will become your fave for the next while. And you can switch those faves up.
But I think as a newbie, don't go trying like 14 days of menus and every meal is different. Oh, my goodness, you're going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder people are complicated.
They are, Serene. They're crashing and burning because they're just trying to be so diverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our culture. I think that's where that comes from.
Hey, go back to where Danny comes from.
Mexico?
It's just beans and rice.
Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico's actually come a long way, though, since ancient Aztec.
No, but I'm talking about Honduras.
Daddy, not from there. Man, when I go to Cancun, they have more offerings than we have here.
No,
Serene.
But I'm just talking about, you know, when people go on missions trips to where Danny came from. I'm just teasing. I love you, my brother. I'm just having a whole lot of fun.
It's like, you know how it is in Mexico? No one's wearing clothing.
Yeah.
And they still draw water.
I'm just trying
from...
to say, well, you know, when you go to the missions trips, it's just the one pot of beans and rice going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they have.
It's a little further than Mexico, I think, where that's happening. But maybe in the interior.
Some parts of Mexico.
Hey, did we cover it all for Anonymous?
I think we totally covered it for Anonymous.
I'm going to get letters.
Yes, you are.
You don't even
I
have
love
a
Mexico.
Place
it's one of my favorite places. We just went on our anniversary. To 20 minutes from the Mexican border, might as well have been Mexico.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you're that close to the border, that's...
And Mexico would have been safe compared to the B&B we stayed at, but that's a whole other story.
That's coming on our Unshow, by the way.
No, I can't even hit the Unshow.
Serene!
It must.
There's too many
Unshows. We're recording the Unshow next, and it's happening.
What if the lady hears? The B&B girl herself.
Hey, Leslie, do you have a question? Because this lady wanted more of Leslie. Anonymous wanted more of
you. Or you have a road story.
She got a beginner's question, a rookie.
We brought our cool pants today, didn't we, Leslie?
Serene's wearing peacock pants, and Leslie's wearing what? Lily of the Valley pants?
They're not pants, though. They're those spandex things.
Yeah, pants.
They're leggings.
It's like a...
It's my costume now. I'm in my summer costume, flip-flops and
leggings.
Colorful leggings.
Very nice.
My question is, to revisit potatoes.
Oh, okay, darling.
What about the white... sweet potato. I know it's so difficult
for
me with the
fish
white
sweet potato. Where on earth? In Australia, in New Zealand, they're called yams. Do you mean yams?
No, I don't. Okay,
you mean white.
In Sprouts, which I don't know if you all have a Sprouts wherever everyone is, but I've never seen them before, but their skin is yellowy golden.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
And their flesh is white.
What?
But, not, but it's not it's not as potato-y as potato.
Aren't they called Yukon potatoes?
In Sprouts, they're called white sweet potatoes.
Oh wow.
And
white,
I ordered some because you know how I'm going to be a potato farmer now?
Yes,
why not?
You are, right.
Can I have your greens? What are you going to do with those greens?
Serene's asking for my greens. I don't.
Potato
yeah,
greens,
of course
African,
you
can. Like total.
Potato greens is an African delicacy.
Oh, the green part that grows off the potato?
Yes.
You 100% can have them as soon as they grow. But I ordered some called O. Henry's potatoes, and they were white sweet potatoes.
I can't even find them anywhere on the net.
Well,
they're not bringing them up. All I'm saying is, listen, I'm sure they're probably
better
than the starchy, fluffy Idahos. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that plump up your blood sugar. So I don't see why not, Leslie.
I'll take
I can't find any sweet
Coffee.
Versus regular, but
good question, Les.
But the more colorful, the more That's antioxidants true. When you get to the sweet potato.
Yes.
Okay.
Like purple are the best.
Purple
sweet potatoes. I've never seen one.
They rock. They're so good.
And purple regular potatoes are excellent too.
Where do you get purple potatoes? I just want one.
Aldi's.
Keep.
Aldi's has the bags of little golden, little purple, and little red.
Oh, you're talking about
those
the circle,
are potatoes.
The small
yeah,
circle.
They're regular
sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
purple sweet potatoes.
Yeah, purple.
Are they the small circle purples?
Yeah.
Maybe I have seen those.
Yeah, they're the regular purple potatoes, which we've also said, hey, occasionally you can use those on plan too, because we don't want to demonize things that God made.
Yes, like We're not against honey. So many people are saying they're against honey. It's
we're
biblical.
For raw honey.
We're so for honey. I have a teaspoon nearly every day on my email. Yeah.
Yeah, I pour honey right into my mouth every day.
Now, that's not what we're for, but that's awesome.
Well, he's a man that burns. He has a weight under problem rather than a weight
on. Yeah, I actually know,
but
use
I'm just
it
talking
to gain.
For our woman.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, it was a bad example seasons. For the gals.
The seasons. Can you stop derailing all of our podcasts?
I'll try.
We're 53 minutes in, and we must say goodbye. And then I'll be